想得到本期节目的文稿，请关注我们的微信公众号 EZFM Roundtable。
To many gourmet-loving Chinese, a solution to the Asian carp invasion in the U.S. water system can be as easy as just cooking them. A group of U.S. fishery experts have visited China recently to seek help. The experts have also inspected carp markets in Shanghai and Wuhan and tried to explore the possibility of selling the Asian carp to Chinese customers. 日前亚洲鲤在美国泛滥成灾，甚至需要专门派出专家团来中国求救。消息一出，中国网友纷纷支招西湖醋鱼、红烧鲤鱼等等，很多中国人都不理解水系里的鲤鱼太多，为什么就会难坏美国人呢 ？So, is it a fish disaster really, or you know, is it as many Chinese netizens say, it's too much food?
Well, the fact that the U.S. government has spent hundreds of millions of dollars to prevent the spread of Asian carp, and also it's spent nearly $100 million on research in the past 4 years to determine ways to impede movement and reduce carp density in rivers seems to show that this is quite a big deal, and it is quite a bit of a problem for the waterways and environment in the U.S. And what's quite funny is actually it was originally introduced to America to help the control of spread of weeds and parasites in waters for these Asian carps to do that. And it seems like certainly now it's not working that well.
Yeah, I mean, the thing is we don't eat carp. it's too bony. You know, we're used to eating things like beef, like chicken, you know, that, yes, they might have bones, but it's actually quite easy to get around. Mm. And, you know, it's just kind of annoying because, you know, do we go around asking the French, I mean, why do you eat horse? I mean, so what about people in China that like to eat dog? I mean, it's the same thing in the U.S. We don't like to eat certain things. And so I kind of wish the Chinese would stop giving us such a hard time about this and just say, oh, go eat it. It's kind of, I mean, Chinese people like to complain that Westerners are culturally insensitive. Well, I would ask you to stop being so culturally
insensitive. I don't think we are being culturally insensitive. Netizens are not saying, go Americans, eat carp. They're saying, you know, give some carps to us so that we can eat them. You know, they're really trying to think of solutions for this problem.
And I don't really think that, you know, the Chinese are against Americans not eating it. It's mostly because of in the news, it said that Asian carp are a strong competitor of native fish species because of the invasive species' large size and rapid rate of reproduction that some of the local native fish species are seeing a dramatic drop in population. So that these Asian carps have really created quite dramatic influence on the landscape of these rivers.
But I do think that there are certain practical difficulties of solving this problem, even if we have the Chinese who eat carp. Because if you really export the carp to China, it's already being frozen, and Chinese people don't like to eat frozen freshwater fish a lot. And if you,
well,
a lot of it's
imported in the form of fish balls already, frozen fish balls.
Yeah, that would be a good idea. Fish balls, dried fish, salted fish, you know, make it into something that Chinese people like, then, yeah, that might solve the problem.
But also it's really expensive after they've been imported to China. That's the major problem here, that you can't really get the general public to get interest, well, to really want to buy it, but they can talk about it.
What if you open up fishing, you know, a bit more? I think that could be an idea. And if you catch carp, you can just keep them or sell them.
But I think this is a very good lesson that governments should learn, that if you, you know, introduce something as trivial as a little fish into your natural environment, geez, it messes up the circle of life there.
People need to stop doing it. I think the world has pretty much learned its lesson already.
Yeah, that's true.